that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is America has become a first-class moral failure. America has become a first-class moral failure. You know, if you want to know what moral failure is, well, it is concerning or relating to the human behavior, and it's the distinction between good and bad or right and wrong behavior. What's good behavior and what's bad behavior represents morale. Well, the truth of the matter is, America has become a first-class moral failure. America and the people of America and around the world literally has gone into a moral meltdown. America literally has gone into a moral meltdown. Anything goes. There's no distinction between good and bad. There's no distinction between right and wrong. This is literally a moral meltdown. What is good is now considered bad, and what is bad is now considered good. All you have to do is look around in our society, and you're going to see that there's a moral meltdown. We have become a first-class moral failure. There's a moral meltdown. All you have to do is turn on your television and see the kind of movies that are being portrayed on our mainstream television. For example, Grimm, Hannibal, yes, Rosemary's Baby. We have literally given ourselves over to Satan. Literally, have you ever thought a movie like Hannibal or Rosemary's Baby? Come on, somebody. Grimm, The Blacklist, all these are psychological propaganda to take your soul and to have you follow Satan. America has become a first-class moral failure. We are having a moral meltdown. Look at how people have turned into such a moral rot with so much corruption. This is happening all across America. And I want to remind you, before judgment and before a country falls, first there must be a demoralization of a nation. The nation must first be demoralized. And I'm here to tell you that this nation is being demoralized. We've become a demoralization of this nation. I'm telling you, we're in a moral meltdown. Pure Satanism is happening to the United States of America. Pure Satanism is happening to this country. You need to understand, before tyranny and bondage that happens to a nation or an individual, the first thing that happens is the demoralization of a nation. It's simple. If an individual engages himself or herself in some demoralized act, it will open up the gates of hell to move in and to destroy or possess that person. If an individual plays with the devil, if he plays with fire, he will soon be possessed. I'm here to tell you, when that individual plays with Satan or evil, he opens up the floodgates of hell to possess that person and to take over their mind and take over their soul. Pure Satanism is happening to the United States of America today. Pure Satanism is happening to our churches today. Pure Satanism is happening in our schools. Pure Satanism is happening in our churches today. Yes, America has become a first-class moral failure because we have taken Jesus Christ out of every facet of this society. We have taken Jesus Christ out of everything of this society because we first, Satan wants to demoralize us, to enter us into bondage. I've talked to people. All it started was one drink. They became a drunk. It was first, they opened themselves up to the doors of Satan. It was one drink. Then they became a drunk. And then they lost all their finances. They lost their marriage. Then they become bankrupt. Yes, they become demoralized. Yes. And another thing, when you become demoralized, you become bankrupt. America has become the first-class moral failure. Pure Satanism is happening to the United States of America right now, right before your eyes. Churches today, they're no different than Laodicean Church of Revelation 3:17. You brag the saying, I'm rich, that you've got it made. I need nothing from anyone. Oblivious that in fact you're a pitiful blind beggar. You're homeless. This is what the Bible says. America still believes that nothing bad could ever happen to them. How can you not know when you take Jesus Christ out of every facet of this nation? You've taken Jesus out of your church, who is the head of your denomination. Jesus Christ should be the head of your church. And now your church is an empty building. Nobody wants to come to your church anymore because they are seeking truth. People want Jesus Christ. People want Jesus Christ in the United States of America today. People want Jesus Christ. People want the Ten Commandments again. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. But America has become the first-class moral failure around the world. We're a laughingstock to the world. There's no morals here. The world, if you want to come to a satanic nation, come to America. Yes, churches are warring with other churches. Why Islam is moving in and taking over America, and Jesus is being taken out. Every cross is being taken down, and everything to do with Jesus is being taken out of our public schools. There's more divorce than ever before. There's literally a moral meltdown happening in America today. Oh my gosh. Oh, we really need Jesus. But you don't want Jesus. You want your iPhone. You want your iPad. Yes, you literally are turning into a moral dunce. You are a moral failure. The Bible says you are morally rotten. You're morally rotten. That's what you are. In 2 Kings 21:2, the Bible says in God's judgment, in the message, He was a bad king, an evil king. He reintroduced all the moral rot and spiritual corruption that has been scored from a country when God disposed the pagan nations in favor of the children. You see what Jesus Christ did? He disposed all the evil, and what did this king do? Well, it reintroduced the moral rot and the spiritual corruption. We have become a nation of moral rot and spiritual corruption. You see, this king was guilty of idolatry. And after the abomination of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel, the old Canaanites, he committed idolatry in imitation of them, and as the Phoenicians now did before the children of Israel. The old Canaanites, he committed idolatry in imitation of them. It is unbelievable today what is happening to the United States of America. And this is not, you see, we don't know the difference between reality and fiction, but it's time to wake up, and it's time to put Jesus back on your wall. And it's time to wake up, and it's time to put Jesus back in your church. And it's time to wake up, and it's time to put Jesus back in our hearts, America. You see, America is becoming a moral failure. We have sold this nation out. I mean, it's sick. Where more and more evil satanic movies are being introduced into our society. Why these actors make millions of dollars, why you become more evil. Why you become more evil. And then a movie comes out, so-called The Son of God, when they can't even mention the name of Jesus. They can't even mention the name of Jesus, but they say the Son of God. What God? Jesus Christ is God. Nobody wants to say that because that's politically not correct. You see, the Bible says it like this. In 2 Chronicles 33:2, in God's opinion, he was a bad king, an evil king. He reintroduced the moral rot and spiritual corruption. In Job 22:5, hardly it's because you're a first-class moral failure because there's no end to your sins. You see, our mainstream television shows and society has turned into a first-class moral failure, and our churches have turned into a first-class moral failure, and our schools are turning into a first-class moral failure, and our hospitals are turning into a first-class moral failure. Why? Because we have taken Jesus Christ out. It's that simple. You can't bake a chocolate chip cookies with no chocolate chips. If you want a moral society, you must put Jesus Christ back in the society. I'm not telling you to be perfect. But all you have to do is look at the American Christian history. The history of America. Most of our founding fathers believed in Jesus Christ. Yes, there's a moral meltdown in the United States of America. America has become a first-class moral failure. And I don't know what to say. But except the American people are getting what they love. They love Satan. The American people literally love Satan. Obviously, they've heard of Jesus too long. They didn't want to keep Jesus, so they just love Satan. They don't care. In Psalms 36:11, don't let the bullies kick me around. The moral midgets slap me down. You should not let these moral midgets, and that's what they are on television, they're moral midgets. They have no moral values whatsoever. The Bible says don't let these moral midgets on these television shows, don't let these moral midgets slap you down. Don't let them discourage you. If you want to be faithful in your marriage, be faithful. Don't let these moral midgets, like today, they're all these single women are applauding each other because they left their husbands and their single moms. Oh yeah, I'm a single mom now, and it's being broadcast and on television, and it's being elevated as if it's something great. Don't let these moral midgets stop you from being faithful to your husband, women. Don't let these moral midgets stop husbands to be faithful to your wives. These are moral midgets. Be proud to be married. I'll tell you what. Now people are staying married for 20 years. In the past, it'd be 50, 60 years. Don't let these moral midgets discourage you, because that's what they are. You see, these people who lifted up a heel against him, or who they lift up a heel against you, and it's applicable to any haughty enemy of Christ and his people, and particularly the Antichrist, the man of sin that exalts himself above all that is called God. Who do you think the Antichrist is? He's going to exalt himself above all and call himself God, but I'm telling you, he's a moral midget. America has become a first-class moral failure. We are a wicked nation. We are evil, and it starts in the church. The church is responsible for this. Because all the pastors do is really just care about their paychecks. I'd like to see you preach with no money. I would like to see you preach and not get paid. And you would have my respect. Preach without asking for money. How about you do that, Pastor? Preach without taking from your community. How about you do that, Pastor? Preach without flaunting yourself and thinking that you're some demigod and you're not. You're a Satan worshiper. And you're leading your congregation to the pit of hell. 666 is the beast is on your forehead. You love Satan and the New World Order, and your wife is not. She's Jezebel. You call her the First Lady when she's really Jezebel. That's what she is. She ain't no First Lady. She's Jezebel! First-class moral failure is what America has become. Our children have no future. Hey, look at your children. They have no future, okay? There is no future for your children. You got to accept that. The only thing that your children have is tyranny, bondage. We need Jesus back in America, and we need him now. You know, I'm in the Message translation in Psalms 37:15, a banana peel lands them flat on their faces, slapstick figures in a moral circus. This meaning is this, that their efforts shall be fruitless, that their attempt is in vain. The mischief they have contrived and designed for others shall fall upon themselves. And therefore, the saints should not be fretful and envious. You see these people that follow this moral meltdown, this moral decline, the saints, those that love Jesus, should not envy these people that are evil on television. You should not envy these people or be fretful, because what the Bible says is that their efforts are fruitless and their attempts are in vain. These moral midgets, these evil Satan Luciferians that want to destroy you because you believe in Jesus and you have some moral background. I'm not saying you're perfect. I'm saying you have a moral background and you know what's right and wrong. These Luciferians, these moral midgets, these moral, rotten, demonic creatures, the Bible says, don't envy these people. Let them take their millions. Let them take their short fame. Because the Bible says this all is in vain anyway. Psalms 37:17, for the wicked are moral weaklings, but the righteous are God strong. You want to be God strong, then you better follow Jesus, who is God. And these wicked moral weaklings, and all they want to do is try to slap you down. These are moral midgets, the Bible said. And I'm here to tell you that America has become a moral failure. But if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you bring Jesus back in your heart, and you put Jesus on the walls of your home, and you put Jesus back on in your church, you can become God strong, Jesus strong. That is their sword arm with which they have drawn it, and so shall not be able to strike with it. That means these moral weaklings, the sword that they have drawn against you, it won't be able to hurt you. Yes, these moral midgets, all this evil that's being thrown at you on television, it ain't gonna touch you. Because more and more of you are going to start to be God strong. More and more of you are going to start to love Jesus all the more. And I'm here to tell you, these moral weaklings on television are not going to be able to touch you. And what they're trying to, and all their bows and their arrows that they're trying to shoot at you, it's going to be fruitless. And their substance shall be taken away from them in which they have trusted. And all their money that they have trusted, and all their fame that they have trusted, and all these satanic television shows that they have sold their soul to be on. The Bible says it's fruitless. The Bible says their substance shall be taken from them. And all that they have trusted, and all their money, and all their big houses and fame, all that they have trusted, one day will be gone. Oh, come on, somebody. And when their strength lay, and this confirms what has been said, spoken, that the righteous man's little is better than the wicked man's much. I'm telling you, the little that the righteous have is better than the wicked man's much. And which is further confirmed that I'm telling you right now, these moral weaklings, everything that they put their trust in, all their fame, all their money, all their positions will one day be gone. And they will rot in the pit of hell. Yes, but the righteous will remain God strong. And the little that they do have, because the wicked took it all. Come on, the wicked is taking a lot. The righteous and the little is better than the wicked that have much. Yes, America has turned into a first-class moral failure. Why? Because we have taken Jesus Christ out. We have taken Jesus Christ out of this nation. We have taken Jesus Christ out of every facet of our society. In Proverbs 6:23, the Bible says, "For sound advice is a beacon, good teaching is a light, moral discipline is a life path." You see, America has become a first-class moral failure. It has turned into a moral meltdown, but the Bible says with moral discipline is the life path. Being morally disciplined. And how do you do that? The law of God is a lamp or the candle to see the work by the it walks by. The Word of God. You have to study the Bible. It enlightens your eyes and directs your feet and makes working more pleasant and walking more comfortable. Do you want to work and have it more pleasant? Do you want to walk and be more comfortable? Yes, then you need moral discipline. And how do you get moral discipline? Well, that's simple. You need light. How do you get light? Through the Word of God. Through God's Word. Proverbs 11:5 says, "Moral character makes for smooth traveling. An evil life is a hard life." You want a good life? Then follow Jesus. You want an evil life? Then follow Satan. Proverbs 14:9 says, "A stupid ridicule right and wrong, but a moral life is a favored life." You want a favored life? Then try to live morally by following Jesus Christ, accepting Jesus in your life, and following the Ten Commandments. I'm here to tell you today that America has become a first-class moral failure. I'm here to want to remind you that pure Satanism is happening to the United States of America. I want to remind you that just before a country falls, the first thing that happens is a nation will become demoralized. And when it becomes demoralized, cities will start becoming bankrupt, as you look around in Detroit. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. If you want a favored life, live a moral life. And Proverbs 15:5 says, "Moral dropouts won't listen to their elders. Welcoming correction is the mark of good sense." You see what's happening? Our children now are becoming moral dropouts. I'm sure that you've seen students in school drop out of school, but I'm telling you right now that a fool despiseth his father's instructions. We never even paid attention to our founding father's instructions, the ones that put in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the ones that gave us the First and Second Amendment. Now America has become a moral dropout. There's no clue on what's happening anymore. People don't care anymore. All they care about is their iPhone, their iPads. Oh, come on. We are becoming morally dropouts in the United States of America. Our churches are now full of moral dropouts. Why the pastor now works for the beast and the one world global system. They want to take this. They want a one world religious system, and they want to push Jesus Christ out of every facet of your society. America has become moral dropouts. They don't listen to their elders anymore. They don't welcome correction anymore. Yes, we haven't learned anything from the past generations. We have literally forgotten everything from our founding fathers. Yes, we are all becoming moral dropouts. Yes, America, there's a huge moral meltdown in America. Yes, America has become a first-class moral failure. I don't know what about you today, but you ever see those reactors? Fukushima. What happens is these meltdowns happen. There's a meltdown with all these chemicals. The Chernobyl meltdown in Russia. We are literally in a meltdown in America today. A moral meltdown. I don't know how else to even explain this to you. And it's really serious. And we really need Jesus back. I mean, literally, there's a moral meltdown in the United States of America. There's a moral meltdown. 2 Peter 2:8 in the Message, surrounded by moral rot day after day after day, the righteous man has a constant torment. If you are a righteous man, if you love Jesus today, you should be tormented. If you are not being tormented in your society, then you're one of them. I'm being tormented. Could you imagine a righteous man between two wicked men? He's being tormented. Righteous people in America that love Jesus are starting to be persecuted. They're starting to be tormented. Because such a moral failure in this country. Divorce rate at such a high rate today. And there's such a moral rot, a moral decay. There's moral failure. We have some moral decisions that we have to start asking ourselves. Every pastor across America has some moral decisions to ask themselves. And we are not talking about these religious demons who think morals has something to do with more rules and regulations. That's not the kind of morals we are talking about. We're not talking about oppression and religious oppression. No. We are talking, America has become a moral meltdown, a moral failure here. And once again, pure Satanism is happening to the United States of America. More and more people are turned to Luciferians. America has become a first-class moral failure. And I want to remind you, just before a country falls, the first thing that happens to a nation is the demoralization of that country. And we are here. America, we really need Jesus. And we need Him now. America has become a first-class moral failure. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
Little piece of you.